Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy bringing you the body tips and PT pearls to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another PT Pearl. So today we are, first of all, we're cheersing with our strong coffee.
Cheers.
Cheers.
But we are going into waking up in the morning. So this is why we have our strong coffee in our hands, because, you know, a lot of people complain of stiff neck, back pains, different things happening within the body. And we want to teach you some of the tools and techniques that we have learned throughout the years through PT school and beyond working with clients, and just how you can wake up actually feeling good within your body, not run down, not achy, not stiff, not painful, and what you can do about it.
Yeah, we spend more time in our lives than anything sleeping. So it's hard
for most people.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not for me.
Well, you know, as far as like what you're doing, the specific activities, sleeping's up there. I was going to say, working, you're doing different things and you can at least be moving. But if we're sitting in one position while we're sleeping, then we're there for a long time and our body adapts to that. So finding a way to slightly better position yourself can go a long way in helping how you feel when you get up in the morning. And then you can start it off with something also amazing, like strong coffee.
Yeah.
So I'm going to drop a little bit what strong coffee is. It's more of this like latte powder mix, a coffee latte mix that has collagen and neurofactor and other things like L-theanine in it that are just really good enhancers for our mind and get us really focused and sharp in the morning. And the collagen's great for a lot of building processes in our body, of course. And collagen's really hot these days. But I know that at Strong Coffee, they only use grass-finished beef, which is really important that they're using only the highest quality stuff there. And it's just nummy.
It's so nummy. And I don't think that people realize that grass-fed, though better, it's only, you only need to have the cow eating grass for 70% of its life. Rather than grass finished means that it's 100% of its life not eating all the other crap. So that's the difference there. Can you guarantee? I mean, some grass fed is sometimes 100% of the cow's life, but we can't guarantee. So it's just always safer bet to go grass finished. And another reason why, I mean, that's why we do strong coffee. And that's, I understand if you don't do collagen, it's probably not going to be the thing for you.
Yeah.
If you're open to collagen, if you're open to having that kind of, you know, protein within your body and really help to just continue to build different processes within our body, it's super healthy.
Yeah. I mean, I loved when I was talking with Adam about it and just kind of asking him some of these questions, because he's so transparent and he's just so open about all the work he's done to know what's going into this thing. And he said, in America, anyway, we always try to, and in the world, in a lot of places, we try to make our coffee our breakfast. And that's all a lot of people just grab going out the door. So he's like,
that's what I do.
Right. And how can, for the people that don't want to be, you know, intermittent fasting or doing that kind of thing in the morning, how can we actually make coffee a good satiating breakfast? And so he's like, what can I do to make my cup of coffee equal to a cup of coffee and two eggs?
Yeah.
So it has the amount of protein and nutrients that you'd get with two eggs, which are really, really nutrient dense, in one little cup of coffee that you can make in 5 minutes.
Yeah. So that's one way that you can wake up feeling super refreshed within the body. And honestly, we talk about it because we drink it. I think we have the packaging right here too. So one of these, this is Morning Fix, Strong Coffee. And these are actually mugs from Strong Coffee as well.
Sweet.
Can't really show you the other side. Ooh, that's cool.
Sweet and creamy with a hint of vanilla.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to interview Adam because he dives into way more about collagen and what it does for the body, why it's important, why people talk about it, and why strong coffee. So we'll dive into that more, but you can go to the show notes right now, click the link, and I think we have a discount code as well.
Yeah, we have a discount code, Optimal15.
Optimal15, super easy to remember. So anyways, go try it out, grab it. If you're open to that kind of thing, it's really delicious. And I'm going to keep drinking this the entire time that we talk about waking up feeling refreshed. So I've actually done posts about this on Instagram. I did a post by myself showing all the different ways that you can sleep optimally for your body. And then I did a post with Dom to show how couples can sleep optimally together, because you know, a lot of what we talk about when we're talking about sleeping positions to actually create better positions of ease, we talk about using pillows a lot. And a lot of the feedback that I got when it was just me in the video was like, well, how do you do that when you have another person in bed? Yeah. So we showed it. So we're going to go over some of those techniques. Again, if you want to watch us do it on YouTube, we're actually going to use the pillows that we literally have. And we're going to use them and kind of show it. But we'll talk it through here on the podcast, and we'll talk it through mattresses, pillows, what to look for, what to kind of do.
Yeah. So where do you want to start? I mean, there's a lot of different positions we sleep in. And so we're going to cover some of the basics. And why don't we just start with a pillow and sleeping on our back? Because a lot of people say, oh, I can't sleep on my back. So if you're in that boat, then we need to approach things a little differently. But back sleeping, the one thing that we see the most is having a pillow that's either way too large or way too small for you and what you need.
Yeah.
And how can you tell that?
So here's the thing. A lot of times, too, people think they have to sleep on the back. Well, I've been told that is the way to sleep. That's the one way that we're supposed to, quote unquote, sleep. I don't go by there's one thing for everyone. There's not. Just like, he's literally shaking. He hates things when they're super hot.
It's so hot still. Why do these little cooler things keep it so hot?
Anyways, so when it does come to the back, why people like sleeping on the back is because it can automatically just kind of align you because you're laying down on your back, but that can cause a lot of back tension. So for a lot of people, they need something under their knees to kind of ease that tension of extension if you're not used to that in the back, and to help relax the back, because a lot of people will just naturally start to hold tension when they lay down flat. The other thing with the neck positioning, if you are used to looking at a computer screen all day long, looking at your phone, your head is going into a forward head posture. When you try to then sleep on your back flat, your neck is actually going to go into extension, which is going to throw off your pressure systems and your breathing. And what ends up happening for a lot of people is they end up opening their mouth and snoring.
Yeah. And I've been talking with Jen about this a little bit lately, because especially when I'm a little more stressed or just run through the day and I'm not doing my down regulation stuff, we've talked about down regulation before, I tend to just assume this forward head posture. That's pretty classic for working on a computer, working on a phone. And it just automatically makes you want to drop your jaw open, start breathing out of your mouth, which then lets me know I'm breathing a little more out of all my muscles around my neck and my shoulders and my upper chest. And again, if that's kind of the pattern we're breathing with all night long, imagine what that's doing to those muscles, to that positioning of the head. Even though it's back down on the, you know, we have a small pillow, we're just letting it tilt back and we're kind of perpetuating those tight muscles that are really going to bite us in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's why I say, you know, when it comes to lying on your back, how can you find a position that works well for you? Well, let's grab a pillow and let's show it. Okay, so right now we have Dom lying on his back. Again, head over to YouTube if you want to check it out, Doc Jen Fit. It's on my YouTube channel. He is actually really trying to force kind of getting a better position. But when he does that, then it flares the rib cage. And then now, remember, our pressure system comes all the way from our neck, or where our glottis kind of opens and allows the airway to come through, down to the rib cage where we have our respiratory main muscle, which is our diaphragm, everyone knows about, and then all the way down to the pelvic floor. So we kind of need these to be stacked if we want to think about breathing in a position of ease and actually allowing the body to get the airflow that it needs. So for Dom, I would usually then place a pillow underneath his knees to kind of, again, relax the pelvis. So this is automatically going to start to relax the pelvis to kind of drop the rib cage. And then I probably need a bit of a bigger pillow underneath almost his shoulder area. And then what that does is it kind of helps to lift the head, the airway, and naturally his rib cage starts to relax. And when we have this more relaxed breathing pattern where the chest and the belly and the rib cage kind of start to go and flow and ease together, remember, we don't want it to just be forcing from the belly, but we also don't want to be lifting from the chest. And he wants to be able to be in a position where he can keep his mouth closed pretty comfortably without having to force it closed. And this automatically, how do you feel?
Yeah. I mean, immediately it relaxes me, because as soon as you put the pillow under my knees, it allows me to relax through that low back, because then my anterior portion of my hips and stuff aren't kind of pulling and making me want to arch through that back and then pull the ribs up. And then with the pillow, I think one thing that everyone gets to explore, especially if you sleep with a pillow under your head, is making sure it does go under that upper bit of the shoulders. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that, but I think that's really important, because then it allows from the base of where that neck starts up through the top of the head, you can have that support of that pillow. And so explore with having it just under the head, having it under a little bit of the shoulders. Depending on how you hold yourself during the day, you might need it to be a slightly different place along that kind of continuum.
Mm-hmm. And some people, when it's underneath the shoulders, if you need a little bit more, take a super thin, so I have a super thin pillow, and then you can place it just at the top of the head, and then even more
even that just helped that tiny little bit. She just put a tiny pillow under the very tip top of my head, and it tucks it just a little bit into a position of more ease. Mm-hmm. I can just tell my body wants to relax a little bit more.
And that's the whole point of sleep. We're not supposed to be forcing something that is not normal for our body. We want to find those positions of ease. It's going to take tension off the neck, exactly how Dom said. Relax the chest, relax the front of the neck, relax the rib cage, and just allow him to actually breathe.
Absolutely. Side sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You like to sleep on your side. Do you want to go through? All right. So now I have Jen here, lying on her side. We're going to manage all of our cords and stuff. And Jen often likes to fall asleep on her side. So we're just going to show you a little bit of what she likes to do. One thing that we'll notice sometimes, we'll start at the head. We'll get you a pillow. If we have a pillow that's way too small, so just lay your head down where it's at now, we're going to have that head kind of sitting down and angling towards the bed. And it's going to be in that position as long as we're laying on our side. And if that's for the whole night, it won't like us. So instead, we put one pillow there, and it kind of helps us keep that spine in what we call neutral. And again, it's not about neutral. It's just not sustaining one extreme position for a long time while we're sleeping. So keeping that head a little bit more in that neutral position. Say this pillow was like doubled up or a really thick pillow, then you can see how her head is kind of pushed away from the table and cocked away, where the neck muscles on the top side would be in that shortened position all night long. So, right size pillow for the head. And then the next place we want to look is kind of, so she's centered through that thoracic spine or rib area, because the ribs are resting down on the mat. And then we'll get to the low back, where some people will find they move a little bit. If the bed isn't squishy enough, then they'll sink down into the bed and they'll have this sagging in the in their side, kind of when they're laying on their side. Or, you know, if it's too squishy and they're really sinking down, it could really push up in that kind of lumbar or low back area. So one thing some people like to do is straighten out that bottom leg a little bit and put a pillow under this knee. What it does when we kind of bend that top leg up is it flattens us a little through the low back, and we go into flexion, and it keeps us in a little more of a stable position in that low back. Some people, especially if it's a big issue, will also put a little pillow kind of right under the side of their back there, but I like this laying on the side better. What do you think?
I love it. The one thing that I will say about laying on the side, so especially with the pillow, Dom did an amazing job of showing it. People forget is that if you lay straight on your shoulder, then even like a small pillow like this is going to feel like, oh, but it's too low. But that's the thing. You shouldn't be directly on your shoulder. You should actually have your shoulder out just a tiny bit so that you're on your shoulder blade. So you want to be on your shoulder blade to get this shoulder underneath to have a little bit more ease and not be so restricted. And then that's where a smaller pillow, you will notice, actually comes in way better. It's almost like folding a towel and like the height of a towel. That's what you want to think about for your pillow. So it's not high at all. And then with having a body pillow, I mean, this is from Target. Isn't this so lovely? So I can also take my top arm then and hug it, right? And then I don't have my arm on top dropping down or anything. It's nice and supported. So all the way through from my pelvis all the way up to my shoulder girdle, I'm supported all around, and it feels amazing on my neck, my shoulder, my hips, and my back.
Again, main thing is avoiding sustaining any like extreme end ranges or pressures. So pressure in the shoulder, not good. The neck's cranked, or if the low back is in an awkward position for a long period of time, not good. Positions of ease. And then we'll go. Next one.
And then we sleep.
And then we sleep.
Okay, last position that we're going to go over is belly sleeping, because even though it is not usually the most quote unquote ideal, it is still something that people prefer. And if you prefer, if you get best sleep there, do it. Let's just set you up to win for it. Okay, so here's the thing. We can kind of trick the body to lay on the side by just setting up pillows so that you're not directly on your belly, but you are still supported and feel like you're on your belly. So you can actually take a pillow and kind of put it underneath half of you. And so automatically what this does is it kind of props up his back and it allows his leg to kind of shift out as well. Now, if he needs more of a body pillow to come a little bit lower underneath his hip, he can. But so if you are listening, this is, you're on your belly, but you have a pillow that kind of props up half of your body. Automatically, this is going to kind of lift you. It's going to put your head at more ease and position. If you need a pillow, you can use a pillow, but you don't want it to be stacked very high. So even for this one, you want to make sure that you kind of have it almost coming back behind you. And so your head can kind of fall down. How does that feel there?
It feels great. I mean, the mic, other than the mic jamming into the pillows a little bit and having earphones on, it feels great. And what I love about having the chest propped up is that, like you said, kind of it's the same thing as lying on the back. When you prop the knees up, it allows me to just rest a little bit more through my low back and not feel like I'm needing to extend through my low back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge stomach sleeper myself because I do get tight through my low back when I sleep on my stomach, but that's one thing that would help me feel more comfortable in this position of ease on my stomach.
Yeah. And then you can think of the pillows as your partner as well. So if you want to kind of like adjust it to how you would sleep with a partner, you can always do that. Or you can look for the post on Instagram where Dom and I do it together on Doc Gen Fit.
Yeah. I mean, your partner's like a pillow. They're just a little bit bigger and sometimes flail around the middle of the nights.
Now, that's a quick talk through pillows. There's not one specific type of pillow. Like, I usually use, I think those are Calvin Klein pillows. So nothing special. It's just what kind of firmness that you prefer. And you want to make sure that it's not so fluffy that it's going to push your head up. And it's not too flat that it's going to sink you all the way down. So watching those down pillows, stuff like that, you don't want your head to fall all the way down, depending on the position that you find best for your body.
Yeah, and kind of like Jen said, just as there's no one pillow, there's no one position for everyone. You know, each person's back laying position and side laying position and stomach laying position that's the most comfortable and suited for your body might be slightly different. So it's hard for us to give exactly what would be best for you other than the advice to explore it a little bit.
Exactly. And listen to your body, because if you're feeling like you're waking up super tight, you obviously don't want to be in a super tight ball. And don't be afraid to use pillows. Like, if you need to get more pillows, invest in pillows. They're worth it.
Totally.
The other thing that I was going to say for side that we kind of forgot. So when you are sleeping on your side and you have that shoulder blade kind of pushed out, if you want another pillow, you can put a pillow in your back. Yeah. And it prevents you from kind of rotating over. So if you want to stay in that one position. So
totally. I like that too. I mean, it just kind of helps, again, support you in that position. It makes you feel like you can truly relax and sink in. So
yeah. And then mattresses. Everyone asks, what is the best mattress? Again, I don't think there's one type of mattress out there. And it does change depending on what you prefer. Here's what we kind of broadly recommend. There's different brands and things that I found are honestly enjoyable and so great for the body. The kind that I found that works really well for most body types is where you have more of a firm type mattress with a foam top, with a thin foam top at on the top. So the reason why, when it's more firm, you're not going to sink all the way in it and it's not going to be, you know, putting your body in crazy positions. But at the same time, you still get a little bit of that foam top. So it provides that comfort, that squish, and it allows it to breathe a little bit more without having the entire thing foam or in the entire thing cushion and squishy.
No, I like that. And that's, I mean, a really tough thing to do is give a broad you know, recommendation for a mattress, because it's like finding the Goldilocks of all things for the individual person is finding the right mattress. So I like that approach where we have that firmness and then the softness to sink into. And also, I mean, with that, when you just think body types, I mean, I like something slightly firmer because if I sink in too much, I have a lot of different tensions and tightnesses in my muscles that when I'm given all of that freedom to move around, it's going to irritate them overnight and it's going to make things want to be angry at me in the morning, you know, versus Jen, who doesn't like things as firm as I would. But
I would say I like it a little bit more firm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, it does feel better. And then you don't, especially if there's two people in the bed, you don't sink toward each other.
Yeah.
It's going to support your body. Obviously, you don't want to rock. You don't want to have no give at all. And that's why I like kind of the distinction between the two, where it's a little bit more firm and then you have the separate kind of top. Because then it helps to provide that support, but then still have that comfort.
Yeah. It's funny when you say, you don't want it like a rock, because I think the one foam mattress that I had that was like one of the most comfortable, or I had like my best night's sleep. I just laid on it a few times. It was one of the hardest things I've ever slept on.
Wow.
Or slept on. It's one of the hardest things I've ever slept on. And it broke in over a while, but I was surprised how good it felt to sleep on it when it was so dense. It was a real dense foam, but
there you go. But there's the thing, like different things for different people.
So that's where it's like, you like it firm, but I feel like even the mattress we sleep on, like, oh,
it's a little bit more. Yeah, I could go firm. Yeah, it is not. I have one. I'm just going to say it's from Jerome's. It's a generic brand. I am not out there advertising it because I wouldn't honestly recommend it. I'm sorry. For some people, it's great.
Yeah.
We've just broken it in a little bit, I think, now where we can afford to probably get a new mattress.
Yeah. Upgrade.
Okay, but we want to go into one last little thing when it comes to sleep, because when it comes to snoring, teeth grinding, there's different things that could be happening in terms of you not getting adequate oxygen to your brain and to your body. And one of the ways that we like to recommend kind of getting more oxygen or your affinity for oxygen into your bloodstream, we've talked about it a lot. We talk about the breath, right? And we've had Brian McKenzie on the podcast. And one of the main things that he said, and he goes back to time and time again, is breathe from your nose. And a good way to kind of remind your body to do that is with this.
Tape. And you see how small the piece is. We're not using a roll of duct tape here.
No. So that's the thing. So we use a piece of Kinesio tape. This is rock tape. Okay. And all it's doing is it's not taping your mouth shut. It's giving you a proprioceptive guide to remind your body to keep your mouth closed. But at any given time, you can automatically, if your mouth opens, it will open. It's not anything that's duct taping your mouth closed, and it's not going, you don't put the strip, you put a thin piece of tape on, not horizontal, but vertical. So from top to bottom, and we'll kind of show you here on Dom. And then he can talk into his journey a little bit with teeth grinding. There you go.
Like this.
That's it?
Yeah. It's kind of funny because Jen will wear this sometimes to bed. And she usually goes to bed later than I do.
Sometimes I do this where I kind of pull the tissue here. I'm on, for the podcast listeners, I put it across the nose, kind of like the breathe right strips. And then I put it right between the eyebrows and kind of pull the skin a little bit in the eyebrows. Because it just creates this natural kind of pull and tug again on the skin. It's not going to literally pull anything. It's Kinesio tape. It doesn't hold for more than 20 minutes, but it is a proprioceptive feedback and guide for the body to kind of remind you like, oh, that skin is kind of pulling off. I can get more fluid movement, more flow, and more breathing, more oxygen.
No, it's funny when she does that sometimes when I've already gone to sleep and then I wake up and she's got this tape on her face like a professional football athlete. Like she's, I don't know. It's kind of funny. But try it out. And I think that that's something that's important for me to do. I said, especially earlier, you know, when things are fast paced and you're not getting enough rest and then you go to sleep and there's all the tension in your day and you might be sleeping with that forward head position and breathing through your mouth. I mean, you can just tell it's almost this negative feedback, whereas that happens a little bit, it's just going to keep happening more and more often until you make a conscious shift and change some of those behaviors and do some breath on your own. Because I can just always tell when my body gets into those cycles of not quite getting that recovery. I can tell I don't sleep as well. I probably wake up with a little more neck pain or a little more stiffness, whether it's positioning or breathing or both. Mm-hmm. Probably both, because usually when I don't breathe as well, I'm waking up more throughout the night and everything. So I think the breath thing, either while you're sleeping or just doing any breath work in general, again, it's something that Jen and I preach to the end of the world. Becoming conscious of your breath during the day is even going to help you breathe better at night. Because again, then you're not going to be living in that cycle all day long and just letting your body stay in it. When you go to bed, you're going to have kind of set the state and then come back around it before going to bed. Maybe even put some of the tape on your mouth and just keep your body in that cycle instead.
Yeah. And if you listen back to Brent, the podcast we did on breathwork, and we when we interviewed Brian McKenzie, we talk about why nasal breathing is so important. Not only is it going to drop you into that parasympathetic state of rest, relax, digest, but you're also just you're building up your tolerance to CO2, so you're not breathing through your mouth and kind of pushing all that CO2 out of your mouth. You're keeping it more into your body, and when we do that, we help the affinity for the hemoglobin to release oxygen. And when that happens, you're going to have more oxygen throughout the body. And so you literally wake up in your brain feeling like it's oxygenated. You're not as sluggish. You can go reach for your coffee and not feel like you're relying on it, but you're enjoying it.
Totally. And it's just going to help with the whole pain and stiffness cycle as well.
Totally.
Again, whether it's a positioning thing or a breath thing, anytime we're not breathing as well, our body's going to be slightly more acidic, and we're going to feel and process pain a little bit differently if we're not breathing as well.
Yeah. So go into like really looking at these positions. Any like teeth grinding, TMJ pain, we really recommend paying attention to how you're setting up your pillow, how you're setting up your body, and how you're setting up your breath. So go back to our breath podcast again, and then do the taping, because truly they've done studies now where, you know, they find that teeth grinders are not getting the oxygen that they need. They're, when you're snoring, you're not getting your oxygen that you need to your brain. And so it really begins to be a thing of like, of course you're going to have TMJ pain. Of course you're going to have increased tension up by your neck, because we're not, and not only do we need to look at positioning and what do we need a massage and release and all this, but you have to look at how you're breathing.
Yeah. So check some of those positions out, explore with pillows a little bit. If you sleep with a partner, explore with pillows and your partner and find the positions that work best for you. And it can make a world of difference. Again, we sleep a larger portion of our days than we do almost anything else. So make sure that you're using that to optimize the way your body feels during the rest of the day. So we are so excited for our next guest, who's Adam Van Rothvelder from Strong Coffee Company. He is the CEO and founder of Strong Coffee Company. He's also a husband, father, ex-pro MMA fighter. And really, we are just going to dive in with him on everything collagen, everything brain health, as far as how the ingredients in his product can help your mental acuity, your sharpness in the morning. I will warn you that Adam is a little bit explicit. So if you're not down with that, that's a bummer, because he drops so much amazing knowledge. So you should stick it out and listen in anyway. And he's going to teach you about how to have a strong morning. Also, stick around for the end, because we have an amazing little surprise for you all that Adam and Strong Company and Jen and I are collaborating on.
So we have Adam from Strong Coffee, CEO, husband, father, ex-pro MMA fighter extraordinaire, and something that we love to drink every day. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast, Adam, so that you can just really drop all the knowledge. But first, just can you tell the people who you are? Give a little background on yourself.
I think you said it. You know, I grew up playing sports in the Midwest, in Wisconsin. Through some adversity and, you know, through my life, losing my brother, I transitioned from being a collegiate soccer player at the time into the world of fighting. And that, you know, progressed me into a life of sports, personal performance, and ultimately a career as a trainer. And in this wild and seemingly short ride from where I began, when I look back, It's been incredible to see where I am now as the CEO and founder of Strong Coffee Company.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and I think that it's just kind of funny when I hear, you know, went from pro, ex-pro MMA fighter and now into this coffee company. I mean, what makes that jump to having this instant latte collagen mix for coffee from being a pro fighter?
You know, there was a couple of you know, pinnacle moments within the creation of, you know, me as an entrepreneur, to the idea of, you know, starting a company to then, you know, forming a product, and not just even a product, but like its own space in the market, almost like creating a new category, as there are now people that are starting to like follow us and do what we did, you know, what we started 18 months ago. And I mean, I think it really starts where I was always really interested in personal performance and health. And that kind of led me into the direction where I had the physical ability to fight, which gave me the ability to emotionally express myself. And all my life I was, you know, told I was ADD, and they tried shoving Adderall down my throat. At a young age, I was always looking for ways to abstain from using pharmaceutical drugs. So I was read an article one time about L-theanine and caffeine in a magazine, in Iron Man magazine, when I was maybe like 16 years old. And I remember getting L-theanine from Walgreens and putting it in coffee when I was in high school and feeling like similar effects. Well, fast track that forward to my father being diagnosed with leukemia. I was making these complex coffee drinks at this time now. I mean, we've fast forwarded 15 years from the idea of me putting L-theanine in coffee as a 16-year-old to me now being 30 and having protein needs and fat needs and all these things. You know, understanding my own nutrition that much more. These coffee drinks are now taking me 15 minutes to make. I'm blending, I'm brewing, I'm adding this, I'm adding that, and who knows how much the cup of coffee really was costing. But I knew how it made me feel, and I knew that everybody that came in the house loved the way it tasted. I was like, could I get my dad to drink this? He's having such a hard time eating. You know, his nutrition is really bad. Like, he's going through leukemia. He won't stop drinking coffee. He's not eating food. So I knew I wasn't going to be able to get him to put all these ingredients into a blender and blend them up. It's just too much work for, one, somebody who's dying, two, somebody that's 65 years old and doesn't want to understand a new way. And I believe we've all been there with our parents. We're trying to explain a new way, and they just don't get it. For the life of you, you don't get why they don't get it. So I took all these ingredients and I put them in a Ziploc bag. And I said, take two scoops of this and put it in your coffee. A friend of mine at the time was like, Adam, that's genius. And, you know, I sourced a bunch of raw ingredients and put some money behind it. And in 2014, I failed miserably at what was the first effort of the of a non-dairy coffee creamer. Mm. At the time, my dad was really sick. My first daughter was about to be born. And I got casted on a TV show, Strong, on Netflix. I literally just got casted for back-to-back photo shoots for Versace. This was all within like 7 months of each other.
Wow.
And I decided to shut down this project that ultimately was failing anyways because of my lack of understanding of the consumer product space. And when I shut it down and I knew that this wasn't going to ever exist in this way again, I was like, how would I have changed this? It's like, you know, finishing up a basketball game and saying like, what would I have done differently? And I said, I would have made it instant and I wanted to do more for the brain. And I felt like I was limited by science at that time. Well, my dad passed away. I had a great time on Strong on Netflix. Versace was amazing. I had two daughters. I moved my family to California. Didn't even think about Strong Coffee for 3 years, really. And I got an email from NBC telling me that I could now use the name Strong again, like my contract was over.
Mm.
Because there was like this thing keeping us from using the word Strong when we did the show. And I was like, I wonder if strongcoffeecompany.com is still available, because I let the website go. And boom, it was available. And I bought that shit. And 2 months later, I had a working sample that I was showing around at the Fit Expo. And the reason why I felt like it was time to come back out with it is, one, no one had an instant coffee product that was all-inclusive, nutrition, you know, collagen, MCT, everything. Nobody in the coffee industry had yet addressed the idea of dehydration, where it's like, how has nobody yet talked about putting coconut water extract and hyaluronic acid and Himalayan sea salt to give you electrolytes and minerals inside of your coffee to help combat the negative effects that coffee can have? And ultimately, at the same time, I knew that coffee was always kind of a letdown. Like, overall, like, I really wanted coffee to be more, you know, more beneficial. And one of the things I always read about coffee is how much it increased BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factors. The thing is, though, the science on it is, like, it's very mediocre, as it's, like, it's a very small percentage, and yet there were these coffee companies that were blowing it way out of proportion. Well, there was some science that came out about a superfood that was actually from the coffee plant itself, and it was the coffee berry. And that coffee berry is richer in polyphenols by 143% than the coffee bean itself, and those polyphenols are directly attributed to high amounts of BDNF. And so, taking this coffee berry extract and infusing it with our coffee was the missing piece that I knew, because as somebody who fought professionally, somebody who played collegiate level soccer and soccer his whole life, I took a lot of hits in the head. And one of the things that's always been in the back of my mind, you know, has always been my physical health, but I've just never heard enough people talk about brain health.
Yeah.
And I really dove into my brain health about 4 years ago and started using, you know, CBD for my brain, you know, certain, you know, fish oils, certain, just like, just everything. And I've always used those things, but never for my brain. And it was really about, like, how do I make sure that I mentally can keep up with my family for the rest of my life? Like, when I check out, I don't want to be a neurological statistic. I don't want dementia. I don't want Alzheimer's. I don't want any of that shit. So that was a big piece for me. So it was really about just creating a cup of coffee that, you know, gave me the nutrition and gave the people around me the nutrition they need, the focus they need. So it was, you know, really a spin of a lot of different influences that just came to me all of a sudden, switching from a career trainer, which is what I always wanted to being a CEO of Strong Coffee Company.
I love how you share all that. I mean, one, you went through a lot of stuff about the brain benefits, and I want to dice into those a little bit more. But I love how you talk about being, you know, collegiate soccer player, professional fighter, taking all the hits to the head. I mean, I played football in college and all growing up and took plenty of hits to the head. I was a fullback in college and really got roughed up. And I started doing a lot of the looking into a lot of the stuff that you're talking about with brain health, and how can I make sure that my brain isn't going to give out on me when I'm in my 40s and 50s, and that I'm getting the right amount of recovery in a world that just isn't going to slow down around us. So I really like how you're putting that and packaging it into this coffee product. That also, one thing I heard you say about it that I really love is, you know, I just wanted to put the nutrients of two eggs and a cup of coffee into this thing. Because what we try to do in America is make coffee our breakfast, so why don't we just do that? And also put all these, you know, neurofactor and it's the cascara fruit?
Cascara sagrada, which is like the neurofactor is the studied extract. So this company spent tons of money to find out that, to clinically show that neurofactor increases your BDNF in your brain by 143% with one single glass of strong coffee.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Right, that's huge. Like, it's like the same relationship between working out for an hour and a half of like what your BDNF increases, right? So like drinking a cup of coffee literally increases your brain proteins, essential brain proteins, to the same level that physical activity and eating healthy do, right? So it's a great addition to people's lives. And that's like what you were saying, Dom, about that conversation that we were having, you know, when I was talking about strong coffee and how really it's if you look at it, it's the nutritional equivalent of two eggs and a cup of coffee, which if you ask me, that's like what my grandpa had every single day. And the guy lived to be 96.
Mm-hmm.
135 calories and a cup of coffee walking out the door. You're in a pretty good spot. Like you got the nutrition you need. You didn't overeat. You're not setting up your blood glucose levels for a massive problem by having carbohydrates too early or, you know, too solid of foods where your body's not digesting them readily. I've kind of always talked about, you know, as a coach to clients, is like you have this locomotive state. And in the beginning of your morning, you don't want to bog it down. You don't want to just throw a bunch of coal on the fire because the fire won't start. Like just put a little bit on, soak that shit, and then start dumping on the coal. Like then put on like your meals, right? But like every morning for a long time, and I'm almost 40 and I haven't been over, you know, 7.5% body fat and, you know, 200 pounds in forever. And I've kind of just done the same thing. And I've improved like the quality of my foods or, you know, this and that, but I don't take supplements really. You know, I found what I needed. I felt like what the basic person needed was help with reducing anxiety, increasing focus, and assistance with hydration and getting the nutritional benefits they need. Where it's like a lot of people with like these coffee products, they're all catering to like one direct diet or trend, right? And like, I believe in balance. And that's really what strong coffee was, is like to bring better balance. If you're spending 20 minutes making coffee in the morning, you should be fucking making breakfast.
Well, it's true. But this is the thing, like, this is what's hard. I think when you first came out with this, there's a lot of education that goes behind, like, what is BDNF? Like for the regular person, I think you've explained it pretty well. But there's so much education that goes into your particular brand and why it's important for people to get this. Like there's collagen. Okay, there's a lot of talk about collagen. What is collagen? Why is it good for you? Why do I need to take it? There's MCT oil. There's the, you know, the hyaluronic acid and the BDNF. Like how did you get past educating, and how do you get people who aren't in health and wellness, who want obviously to improve their health, but they don't know these things? So how do you get this to become important?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we really started the company as like, you know, a friend of mine says, when I listen to you talk, you sound like a scientist, but when I see your brand, it's like you're an artist, right? Like we haven't made the brand too highbrow to like kind of like almost like put these issues out there. So then we had to educate around them. It was really like, let's just get this product in as many people's hands as just people that see the instant value in this and that think the brand is amazing. And then let's get the feedback. So we've been doing a lot of surveys. I've talked to probably over 500 to 800 customers on the phone in the last 20 months. Where I've literally just called them and had like 15-minute conversations, and they get like a $10 gift card for getting on the phone with me, right? To like figure out really like why people are drinking this. So really it's about getting people to understand that, you know, more is not better. So more coffee is not better, right? And that nutrition is essential. And so having these conversations about recovery with collagen proteins, talking about MCT and their antimicrobial effects to gut health, to, you know, people with IBS or Crohn's that, you know, benefit from these types of ingredients. And really it's strong coffee is like one of those things that I've always jokingly said, hard to believe, easy to drink, right? Like I say all these things and then you're like, and that's in a cup of coffee. I was sitting at Erewhon, which, you know, if you live in LA, you know where Erewhon is. And Owen Wilson comes up and he's like, tries a sample. He's like, this is really good. What's all in it? And I tell him, He's like, ah, too bad I don't have a coffee maker. And I'm like, you don't need a coffee maker. It's instant. And he goes, what? Like, he's sitting there drinking and I'm sitting there telling him, and yet there is this disbelief. And he's like, so I don't have to like brew this or anything. He's like, cause I don't make my own coffee. And I'm like thinking to myself, like, yeah, no shit, you don't make your own coffee. Right? So he's like, but this is great. Like, I can make this. I'm like, yeah, you're going to make this cup of coffee all by yourself. And he grabs a bag and walks out. I think the point of that is like getting it in people's hands is really important. Getting people aware of it, getting people aware of the negative effects that coffee can have on you, I don't think is as important as the positive effects that our product can have over what you're currently drinking. I mean, I look at like the average person that's stopping at, the green coffee shop or the blue coffee shop, and the amount of GMOs, sugars, dairy, all the things that they're consuming, and they're wondering why they got bubble guts. And our product stays away from lactose. You know, it stays away, no GMOs, no gluten, so really it's like our product is going to be better for somebody even more with like a sensitive stomach. So, I mean, if you're hearing this, I mean, I think this is a great place that you should be somebody who should try strong coffee if any of these things, are connecting with you. But other than that, as the CEO, as the head of marketing, as the 99% of this company, I think that's been the biggest challenge, is getting people to understand that instant coffee isn't bad coffee. Bad coffee is bad coffee. Mm. Most coffee is bad coffee. Strong coffee is good coffee. Because other coffees aren't thinking about those other things. They're just putting a stimulant in your hand, where I'm looking at like, how do I balance your serotonin? So when you increase your caffeine that you're ingesting, you don't get anxiety and feel like you're crashing and like you want to go take a nap and cry and eat a donut at the same time.
That is so, so true and so important. And especially like I've talked a lot on this podcast too about my stomach journey. And yeah. I've grown up with, having horrible upset stomach. I was diagnosed with a twisted colon when I had a colonoscopy and all these different things. And it really was food that I had to turn to, that I had to look at. But with someone with that kind of journey who gets diagnosed with IBS, which is really just telling you, okay, you have upset stomachs. Cool. How do these kinds of products kind of work within the body to help relieve some of that tension and pressure within the gut?
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you look at, some of the things that I looked at that were important to me was finding a low acidity coffee. We've had a lot of people, so we use a cold brewed coffee that then is spray dried. So it's processed at lower temperatures to keep the acidity a little lower. People that have like esophageal acid reflux type things, I have friends that like had to give up coffee years ago, and they started drinking strong coffee about 18 months ago and haven't had a problem since. So there's one thing. So having something with like a little lower acidity, I think that drinking coffee with dairies, and sugars is obviously not a good thing. Like, so we don't even have to talk about that. But I think being able to ingest MCTs and collagen are going to help a lot with protecting gut lining, by the type 1, type 3, type 5s, the collagens that we have inside there that are going to affect not only like skin health, hair health, gut health, but also the gut health. And so I think that when I look at collagen, it's an essential, it's completely essential. So anybody who says that collagen isn't, they don't realize that it's 98%, percent of the body, the body, like, connect, tissue wise. And, it literally is like running through everything. And some of the studies that have come out on collagen are really incredible. And one of the studies that came out on collagen, which you would find this, you'll both find this really fascinating, is that the study was presented to me by Dr. Mike T. Nelson. And he told me that I was the only one that, he said, obviously intuitively, because this, study just came out, but he said that they figured out scientifically that it requires 15 grams of collagen to basically trigger collagen synthesis. And taken 60 minutes before workout will in fact increase collagen fibril size. So if you can increase collagen fibril size throughout your body, what that means is just stronger muscles, stronger ligaments, stronger connective tissue, stronger neurological even, right? Because your nervous system is partially, you know, in fact, collagen from most recent, you know, things. MCT is antimicrobial. It's something that your fat, you know, as far as a fat, we need fats. The problem is saturated, you know, certain saturated fats that are long chain fatty acids, people with IBS or Crohn's, they don't really break it down really well. And it really, you know, part of my language, it fucks their stomach up. But like when you have MCT, which is, you know, medium chain triglycerides, the way it breaks down and absorbs is pretty much instantaneous, as is the collagen protein because of the peptide size. So when we look at that, you're really not digesting much, are you? You know, like you're not having to digest much because it's so small and it's such a small particle size. Collagen is like, you know, just, you know, slightly bigger than amino acids. So, I mean, it's basically that's, you know, it's hydrolyzed. So it's very, very small. I think it's considered like a tripeptide. So that's why they're great, you know, is because you're, a lot of people with IBS, with Crohn's, they have issues with those exact things, their gut health, you know, digesting food. So being able to get proteins and healthy fats and to actually absorb and to get you feeling a certain way while they're actually doing repairing, you know, the damage that is consistently ongoing with somebody like that, I find that huge. A very good friend of mine suffers immensely from Crohn's and it's really sad. Like I'm always seeing her in and out of the hospital. And strong coffee is like the one thing, you know, that she can enjoy in the mornings that doesn't set her off.
I like that kind of in your answer, you both address all the things you're adding in. You're adding in all these building blocks with strong coffee, but then what you're probably replacing with strong coffee is a drink that's full of all these different things that we should start taking out of our diet. Like you said, all the GMOs, all the crap that you might find in more processed coffee drinks, the dairies, the sugars, I mean, everything within there. So I think kind of what you're saying is it's a two-pronged answer. You're just replacing all of the crap that we normally gunk our systems up with the essential building blocks that we need to then repair some of the things that are in disrepair. So I like that.
Right. Well, you know, somebody once said to me like, oh, well, you know, a cup of like a Starbucks latte has almost the same amount of protein as your strong coffee. And I'm like, okay, yes, it's true. It is 13 grams. However, do you know where that protein comes from?
Exactly.
Right. It's fucking disgusting. Right. Like that is the most hormone ridden GMO-induced dairy product you could possibly find. Like, they don't even sell that shit at the grocery stores because nobody would buy it. Because it literally doesn't even say RBGH-free on it.
So that's perfect because I want to ask the difference between, I mean, you just said this piece of crap protein that they might use at some place like Starbucks versus the collagen that's in your lattes versus other forms of collagen. Because I know collagen's so hot and everybody likes to throw out that they're putting collagen in their stuff. But how can
collagen,
you...
Go ahead. I'm sorry, man. Collagen is so hot. I'm just getting revved. I'm turning red.
No, break that down for us a little bit.
Yeah. So, okay. Check it out. Collagen's so hot. You know, and what's fucking funny is all these people that just don't read, like literally the smartest people that don't actually read the ingredients. The FDA and the GMP, which is good manufacturing practices, and all these bodies that be that govern food and what's inside of something, you can say something is grass-fed. Like if a cow walked outside and ate a blade of grass, it's grass-fed, right? That's what they believe. So there are things that on marketing you can say from grass-fed cows. But on the packaging itself, if it's not grass-fed and you write grass-fed collagen underneath the ingredients, you will be getting sued massively. It's incredible to see the amount of people that are buying the most expensive collagen out there. And they are not buying the most expensive collagen out there.
Yeah.
Like, they're buying branded collagen that has you believe that it's the best when in fact it's not grass-fed. When it's in fact, they are not mentioning the fact that collagen is missing L-tryptophan and that it is not a complete amino acid profile. And strong coffee, we put L-tryptophan in it to complete the amino acid profile. And ring, ding, ding, L-tryptophan is an essential amino acid for serotonin production, which we all could use a lot more of. So when I look at other people's collagens and the prices they're charging for hydrolyzed powder that literally is coming from a factory in Illinois, it baffles my mind. Baffles, right? If we're going to look at quality ingredients, we have to look past the label. We have to get to the actual ingredients panel where it would say grass-fed collagen, or it would say organic this or organic that.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of companies getting away with a lot of things, like not even claiming calories, not claiming carbohydrates, right? Because effectively they fall under a certain amount, but if say you're taking two packets of that thing and you're combining it in one cup of water, it most likely is like 10 to 20 calories that you're consuming at that point. You know, if you're taking an instant coffee that says it has zero calories, that's impossible. Instant coffee is 70% soluble, 20 to 30% insoluble fiber.
Mm.
So there's obviously going to be fiber in any kind of instant coffee product. There's a lot of people getting away with a lot of things in this space. And I think that, like, in the year 2020, as our vision is clear, I think a lot of these brands will come to light. Right. And I think people will start to open their eyes and dive a little deeper as their dollar becomes that much more, I guess, important in their pocket.
Yeah. I think that's one of my favorite things that I'm seeing, honestly, in this year is how you are, you know, seeing the things that are not real and not true. And I love how incredibly transparent you are with your brand across the board. Whether it is with the friends that you talk to and how you talk with us and what you put on the package, what is actually inside. And I think, you know, it's just so important for people to actually be able to hear that so that they can start to trust again. It's hard to trust brands. It's hard to trust, you know, companies because you don't always know exactly, like you said, what they're actually putting in there.
Like, for sure. And I appreciate so much, like, getting a chance to meet you at PaleoFX last year, having like an authentic like for what I was doing, that's like what I live on, right? Like, that's literally what I thrive on. I mean, it's great to have revenue driving down the hole and to like have a company grow, but to have people effectively love the product, you know, that's everything. When I look at transparency, for instance, and trust, those two go hand in hand. When I read an article, a study on how stevia, that 200 milligrams a day, which is not a lot to achieve. Like, if you have a couple of stevia ingredient-based products in a day, you will achieve this 200 milligram number, is directly associated to people with stomach bleeding issues, right? Ulcers. The amount of money and time it took me to formulate, to recipe out stevia out of our product and to put monk fruit in, not only costed me as a small company money, you know, but time and even margin, as monk fruit costs four times more than stevia. So when you see a company that's still using stevia, knowing that monk fruit is better for someone and for 99% of people that are going to be more tolerant to it, the reason they're not doing it is because they don't want to put the money into changing their formula. They don't want to put the money into changing their marketing. It's like, we have to make those changes effectively as progressive, as like people in this business that want to be leaders, right? And I always fall back to the idea that, like, in the 80s, or it was the 70s, something like that. Like the car era shifted when like Toyota challenged American car companies, right? And like Toyota owns more patents in automotive innovation than every car company combined.
Wow.
Right? Like let that sink in. That's what I want to do. I want to be fucking Toyota. Right? Like I want to own, I want to lead the way to make everybody else try to be that much better.
Well, and I think you're doing exactly that, not only with the product, but just in how you're conducting the business. And I know that Jen and I both can speak to that. We immensely appreciate you're willing to cut the margin and you're willing to do the little extra work and maybe spend a little extra money to make sure it's the highest quality stuff and to make sure it's actually doing good freaking stuff for our bodies, because that's what most people out in the world of business and companies that may start with a good intent are doing, are cutting the corners, and you know the cost is on the consumer. So we appreciate you for that, and you have given us so much information about Strong Coffee, about all of the different ingredients that it entails and what that can help our body with. Where can people find more information on this stuff if they want to go after this podcast and look up more?
Yeah, I mean, strongcoffeecompany.com. That's our website. We are really focused online so we can, you know, pass down the savings as the company grows. You know, we've cut prices, and you know, it's my goal is to always, you know, continue to lead in that way. You can visit us on Instagram at Strong Coffee Company. You know, follow me at Von Rothfelder. I mean, I think like if you listen to the show and you think that it was like talking about Strong Coffee, I think it's not, you know, you heard the wrong show. I think the reality of it is that we're talking about coffee and we're talking about what we put in our bodies and we're talking about the industry as a whole and how like as individuals and as a company and my unique position, I have to shed light on those that are doing things in the dark, right? So I think that that's what being strong for me is all about, is like the ability to lift other people up. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do. And I'm glad that it's coming across in that way, as it's so easy to be on this island thinking that, you know, maybe I'm not doing that, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, I mean, it's just me, a guy in front of a computer, you know, doing 90% of this shit, you know, by myself sitting in a bedroom while kids are running around me screaming.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, you're doing an incredible job. You get things out so fast. You support the community, support causes. And the way that you're able to turn things around is really incredible. So I think we also need to tell people that there's a really cool mug, a new one that they can get.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I mean, like I said, Jen, I mean, there's been a couple of people that have been really incredible, like socially and just, you know, helping us spread the word, and to be able to do a limited mug with you guys, with you is going to be absolutely amazing. We're going to be releasing that mug very soon. I mean, I think we talked about we're going to release it like the day of the show, right?
Yeah. So at least for pre-order. Guys,
like while you're listening to this shit, the mug is hot right now.
Yeah. Right. So go order it.
Go order that shit right now. Yeah. I'm super excited about these double wall stainless steel powder coated mugs. They're fucking bulletproof. They're so amazing. Some people literally joke. They're like, I think the mug makes the coffee hotter.
Dude, I can't drink out of these things for like 20 minutes.
I'm really excited because we've had some fun and sassy sayings. I think yours is going to lead on the top. So you guys definitely want to go check that out right now, because they're probably almost all gone.
Yay. Yes. So, so excited. Thank you for all your knowledge that you bring, your continued research. You brought up Mike T. Nielsen. He's an amazing guy. I like him too. And
we've just been working for almost a year trying to bring him on to be the head of like science.
Oh, so, yeah. He's good. He's good.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just, you know, we really just appreciate people who are not only doing it, but continuing to really dive in, to continuing to change it up as needed, and really being mindful of us as humans and making us all better. So thank you for doing the work and continuing to do the work and for everything that you do with Strong Coffee.
I really appreciate that. I really do. I think like one last thing is that I felt like at one time that I was doing that for movement and fitness. And I felt like there were enough people in that space to like lead the way. And I felt like there was something missing in the CPG space, which is why I left like the thing I love doing the most, which is helping people individually and working in group settings. And now instead of, you know, making a couple faces sweat a day, I get to make a couple million heartbeats a little faster.
Mm-hmm. It's huge.
You guys, thank you so much for this time. I appreciate you.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Adam. You too. Thank you so much for listening to us on the Optimal Body Podcast, where we're going to continue to bring you the PT pearls and guests that will help you find your optimal body. Now, head over to wherever you listen to this and leave us an honest review, and head to docgenfit.com/podcast where you can find all the show notes.
Don't forget that we're going to give away a free month to someone who subscribes, leaves us an awesome review, and lets us know what they want to review on the next PT Pearl. So we'll be choosing that once a week to get into a free month of the Optimal Body membership.